Yo, Space Gang, we got a lot to unpack in this episode. We're going to be talking about Britney Spears, Britney Renner, a whole lot of Britneys. We're going to be talking about PJ Washington in regards to Britney Renner, of course. And we're going to be talking about a nanny and a dad and the internet really hating on this family's TikTok video. And our top five R&B songs, personal top five R&B songs. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We're going to see you on the other side of the intro. Space Gang, welcome to a brand new episode of the BK Spades Show. I am your host, the BK Spades, and I am here with my very lovely co-host,
Nova Kane, baby.
Yeah. We are back for another episode. Of course, you already know what we're talking about. And we're not going to hold you too long. But before we get into the show, I need you to do me a huge favor and head over to www.thebkspaceshow.com. That's www.thebkspaceshow.com. That's space with a Z. And Nova Kane, tell them about that Apple Podcast.
Head over to Apple Podcast Space Gang and give us a rated review. So leave a review and leave us a rating with that review so we could head to the top 250.
Top 250.
We just need you, Space Gang.
That's right. Space Gang, we definitely need you. So we need to go and review. Let us know how we do. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. You know,
y'all,
give us some feedback so we know which way to grow.
Y'all, all that.
All right, intro's over now. Let's get into this show. Did you watch Marvel's What If?
Yes. Episode 1 was very nice. I'm excited for episode 2. I actually might cry.
Why?
I'm gonna watch episode 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Episode 2 is the Black Panther and Star-Lord episode, right?
Yeah.
The What If. Okay, it's What If T'Challa was Star-Lord. And if you don't know, Star-Lord is Guardians of the Galaxy leader.
Is that what it is?
I do believe so.
Okay, that's what it... I guess that's what it is. Yeah, because Yondu's in that one little part or whatever, but...
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. I love that part.
I need a Yondu movie.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Yondu TV show. Like, 5 episodes, though. Miniseries. Anyway, don't jump into that.
Yes.
Let's talk about the What If show. What did you think about the show, episode 1, rather?
Episode 1 was pretty good. I don't think it was, like, super, super, like, But yeah. it was really good. It was solid. It was a solid episode 1. I'm really in love with the animation style, though. Like, that's something that I'm really taking in and just seeping into. I also appreciate how they actually got the actors and actresses from, like, the films and the shows.
Except for Steve Rogers.
Oh, that's not Chris Evans. It definitely sounded like him.
I'm sorry. That's his name is in the credits. They call him Skinny Steve Rogers.
Yo, what about
all the controversial leading up to the show though? Like, because they changed.
I didn't even see any controversy. Bro.
Okay, so on Twitter, they changed Peggy's face. I mean, they changed the Captain America, the Twitter art from Falcon as Captain America to Peggy, and the internet was like, don't do that. Like, because she's not even in the Captain America outfit, and technically she's not Captain America. She is Captain Peggy.
She's Captain Carter.
Yeah, Captain Carter. I'm sorry, Captain Peggy Hill. Captain Peggy Hill.
Captain Carter.
Now I need to see
Captain
Peggy Hill.
She is not Captain America.
No, she's not. She's not. But I do like the way...
I didn't see that. But maybe they were, you know, I don't know. Sometimes It could go either way because some people just don't know how to read the room. So maybe they just were just trying to help promote the what if.
I'm sure that's exactly what it was. But it
you
was,
know, I don't know who these people are being hired for these teams. Like,
I don't know. I think that's exactly what it was. I don't think it was meant to be disrespectful. Of course, no one goes out of their way in these instances to disrespect someone. I just think it was a bad call because of how a lot of black heroes are portrayed, and a lot of people, you know, they'd be ready for a fight on the internet now. So I think it was more so that than anything.
People be so ready for a fight on the internet but don't know how to fight in real life.
Oh yeah,
good fight or a bad fight, whatever type of fight it is, whether it's for fighting for their kids, fighting for this country, fighting for their damn self.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get into all of that about these internet people and their online arguments and fights. But I definitely dug the animation. That was a cool explosion in episode one. I thought it was very beautiful. I've never said that about an explosion before. I was like, that was the most beautiful explosion I've ever seen in my life. Captain Carter was dope as hell. I'm a
Captain Carter was really dope. I really appreciated Captain Carter. I'm excited to see where it's gonna go from here.
Oh yeah, and Uatu. The voice cast is amazing. But the introduction of Uatu to the MCU, I've been waiting. Like an official, because I think we've seen him maybe in Guardians of the Galaxy. We've definitely seen other Watchers. I think it was Guardians of the Galaxy 2, they passed by these aliens with big ass heads on the moon. And
Stan Lee was one of the Watchers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was with the Watchers.
Yes, he was with the Watchers. So yeah, it's cool to have the Watchers there. It's good to see a bunch of the lore from the comic books and some of the old cartoons finally make it to the MCU. But we have more to talk about. The MCU wasn't even on the docket today.
Yeah, okay.
But we're going to start late. And for those of you who don't know, I got like mad sticky notes. Like,
hey, no. Don't tell them your secrets.
That's a podcast of secret. You know, if you ever want to start one, now you know, you know what I'm saying? You usually have to pay for information like that, right?
Right.
All right.
Go ahead and tell these people your secrets. They don't need to know.
They don't have to know. If I had a neuralizer, I'd just, you know, erase your memory on that one. But, so I saw on TikTok maybe like a few days ago, there was this family and they were making a TikTok, and it was like the nanny and the dad and the nanny was picking each other up, and you know, they were doing like feats of strength kind of video, and the internet was outraged because they did like the dirty dancing thing from the movie where they, you know, she runs and he lifts her.
I've had the time of my life.
That's my song right there. But you know, they did that a few times. It was a harmless video, and the internet does what the internet does and project their insecurities on this relationship. So
what about this married man holding this nanny like this?
Yeah, it's a stereotype too, you know, of having a fairly to very attractive nannies. I've never seen a super attractive nanny though. No offense to nannies, but I've never seen a nanny that was a supermodel. Like, you know, I guess it doesn't matter though. Yeah, that's not what people cheat for, but that's how they look. They were like, if your nanny is super pretty, then your husband's gonna cheat. Like,
there's a lot of good looking nannies out here.
I believe it. I'm just saying, I've never personally seen any. Not saying that they're like, they don't exist, but I don't really think that having a pretty nanny.
Hold on, wait, time out. 20 seconds on the play. 20 seconds on the play. I just thought about something.
What did you just think about?
Why are men cheating with nannies?
Do they cheat with nannies? That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's like a statistic.
It's a thing. I mean,
is it like a huge thing though?
Harold, Arnold Schwarzenegger, daggone, cheated with his nanny.
Okay.
I don't know. And then it is definitely one of those things that's been on like a TV type thing. So I don't know if it happens like in real life. It might. I don't know.
I mean,
like,
I'm sure. I don't know too many people that have nannies,
but
I'm sure.
Yeah, but like, why? Like, it doesn't make any sense. If this lady is taking care of the household and the trunk, what's the issue?
Are you saying if she's supposed to, why are we cheating with the nanny? I think it's just because usually.
Or they having the three, and then he's sneaking some on the side.
Okay, a lot of times you might have, there might be a stay-at-home nanny, or, okay, so people cheat for various reasons, right? And I'm sure we'll probably do an episode on this eventually, but there's, with the nanny thing, it's proximity, though. Like, you're not, if you got money to have a nanny, 9 times out of 10, that means you're not at home together a lot, right? And I'm only speculating here because I've never cheated with a nanny, nor have I ever had a nanny for my children.
I was gonna say, you don't have no daggone nanny.
Wait, give me about 10 years. I'm gonna have like two. But,
ain't gonna, you don't gonna need a nanny in 10 years.
I know, but it's the status day.
unless it's another baby about to be cooking or something.
Okay, so we're going back to the conversation about this nanny. So, it's about proximity.
Okay. I ain't gonna say it.
It's about proximity, and it's about not getting something when you cheat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I talk about violence, when people are like, what about black on black crime? I'm like, it's not about the fact that people are out here going to find other black people to hurt. It's literally because we live in black neighborhoods with other black people. And usually when you commit crimes close to home. If you're a nanny is in the house with you and you're not getting something, whether it be emotional or physical, whatever, and she is giving you that, I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, you shouldn't cheat. You should definitely go to counseling and figure out what it is. You should definitely go to counseling and figure out whatever it is.
But
in your relationship
guys
is not working.
But those guys aren't thinking about counseling though.
No, in heat of the moment, and it's easier to have heat in the moment when you have someone in your house all the time with you, because you know, you come home, you're like, oh no. Nanny Josephine looking kind of nice over there. You know?
I guess the women be cheating with the nanny too, I guess, on some occasions.
If you're a nanny.
What's going on?
If you're a nanny, mm-hmm. or a manny, if that's what you call it, I don't know.
A manny.
If uh-huh. you were ever involved with someone in an affair with one of your bosses, or a boss tried to holler at you while you were at work, I would like to talk to you just to see where your mindset was when all of that was going on.
Me as well. Come to the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hit us up in the emails. You can go to www.thebkspadeshow and fill out the guest form and tell us, you know, what you want to talk about, and then, you know, we'll get to you.
You can even come on with like, what's the word I'm looking for?
In the DMs? Instagram me. I will accept it. Hit me up on Twitter, the BK Spade Show. We just want to talk.
I just blanked out because I'm so shocked right now. Like, I'm tripping. Today is just a really discombobulated day.
I can tell. But I promise these stories are going to get more interesting as we go. But anyway,
I know. I already know.
Okay,
why I'm discombobulated.
Before we move on, let me just say that I forgot to say this. The person that recorded the video with the nanny and the husband was the wife, and she's been like literally fighting comments about people projecting their own insecurities on their relationship this entire time.
Okay, so this is my question, because I didn't watch the video. Were they like staring deeply into each other's eyes?
No.
Did she look like she was shocked?
It wasn't no shock. It was just.
There'd be some connection through that goofiness.
I
gotta go watch this video.
Go watch the video. If you haven't watched it, you know, judge for yourself and tell me what you think, you guys. Space Gang and Novocaine, since you didn't watch the video, I sent you the link. But anyway.
Don't tell the people that.
I'm just playing. But, yeah, definitely judge for yourself about. But it didn't look like any salacious behavior to me. It just looked like a bunch of goofballs goofing off. The wife was laughing too. There was a kid in the room, and they were playing with the kid as well. Like, but the dad interacted with the kid.
So why he ain't dance with the wife?
She was recording. They weren't even dancing for real. They seem to all have that type of relationship.
They fucking her together.
Oh my gosh. Don't be out here. Allegedly, that was her opinion. We don't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Allegedly, they doing the dude together. I'm sorry. I gotta get used to saying it. Like, it's hard. Like, I don't really talk in the public other than doing the podcast, so.
Yeah, I don't. It's all good. We're moving on before we get ourselves into any trouble here. To our second story, speaking of husbands and wives, you know what? I'm gonna save that one for a second. Let's talk about Quentin Tarantino because
they look like they high.
Who? Are you watching the video now?
I have to because I have to be a judge. They look like they high, but go ahead, Quentin Tarantino.
So Quentin Tarantino. Last week we talked about Quentin not giving his mother any money. I think he worth what, like $120 million, $120 million, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Because his mother, he got in trouble at school for writing screenplays. His mom got upset about him writing the screenplays, and in his head, while she was yelling and fussing at him, he was saying that he vows never to give her any money. So, and he did clarify that she was only referring to his writing as him not being able to write again from the standpoint of him doing it at school. So that's what he said. Now, his mom responded by first saying, and I wrote it down here on my secret sticky notes.
It's not a secret anymore.
She said, I support him. I'm proud of him and love him and his growing new family. So then she also goes on to say that in regards to podcasts and people taking like small smidgets of headlines here and there and then piecing together their own narrative, she's saying she's not going to participate in the salacious spin, basically. And that's paraphrasing because I don't feel like reading that whole statement because it didn't make sense to read the whole statement. She just basically said she's not going to add anything else to the story. Basically, it's all media spin and hype. What do you think? Do you think that's what it was? Just all media hype, or it was?
Of course, she's gonna say that. She doesn't want to feel embarrassed.
I guess so. If you were in this shoe, if you had a kid, and you were mad or angry in the moment, because we weren't there, so we don't know exactly the intent.
And I wouldn't say those type of things to my child.
Okay, we know you wouldn't, but in her shoes, she did. Say you did, and your kid did an interview 20 years, 30 years later about the situation. How would you feel about that?
Very, very, very upset with myself. I would definitely feel upset. Embarrassed because he's speaking about it publicly. And honestly, probably ready to hang myself because your child is making $120 million. There's, like you said, there's no telling what it is behind closed doors. Yeah. She could have been way worse than what it seems like, or she could have been less than that, or she could have realized how bad she was and want to apologize, don't know how to apologize, or have apologized. He ain't just trying to hear it.
Yeah, a lot of parents from those generations will possibly much rather like double down on something rather than apologize. And I never understood that. I've seen it. I grew up, my parents didn't do a lot of apologizing. They didn't say the words. Let's say it like that. They don't say the words, you know? But
they don't believe in apologizing. A lot of people don't believe that you should apologize to your child.
I don't know if my parents believe that. They never actually said that. But you're right. A lot of parents do believe that. I'm not that type of parent. I'm like, if I fuck up,
what if you hurt?
I'm going to tell you.
What if you hurt? Right.
Because I want my kids to grow up to be able to rationalize when they make mistakes and be able to apologize and fix situations without, you know, violence or arguments. Like, I didn't like the fight, so I was quick to defuse the situation, then jump into a fight for it. That don't mean I didn't have moments, but you know, I try
People
not
think
to.
that just because they can react fast or fight you without verbally speaking the problem through are so strong, but they're so weak. You're reacting on emotion when you're not even trying to be logical about the situation.
True, true. And a lot of parents do
And that's
that.
how a lot of parents are, and they end up hurting their child's feelings. Your child end up regret, res I'm sorry, resenting you, and there's nothing that you can do about it
And then you end
because
up regretting it.
you end up regretting it. But you're standing in your own way and can't even apologize to your child, like you said, double down on it. But
We definitely wish Quentin and his mother the best, of course. And
yes, most definitely.
speaking of relationships, now it's time for the main event. No, it's not.
Uh-oh.
I lied. It is not because I forgot to talk
Not
about.
BK lying to y'all and me.
I did because before we get into Brittany Renner, there's another Brittany we got to talk about first. Arguably the biggest Brittany in the entire world.
Bitch.
Yeah, I can't say those words.
I got you. I got your back.
So, Britney Spears, if you've been living under a rock, and I know you haven't been, you guys remember back in the day when Britney had that meltdown, right? Shaved her head, attacked a van with an umbrella. I'm not trying to bring that up because I'm sure she's tired of hearing that. And if there was ever a chance of her hearing this, I don't want to be a part of the breakdown of Britney crew. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to continue to move that narrative. But we have to do that to say this. So for the past, what, 20 years, she's been under a conservator. And that conservator basically controls her entire estate. Anything she does, says in public, wears, wherever she performs, what she buys, literally every part of her life is being controlled by her conservators. And her conservator is her father. And it's been a long and windy road with lawyers and fans and people worried about her health. And people, I think at one point she was doing like these Instagram videos. And then in those Instagram videos, people were like, hey, if you, because she didn't look healthy, she looked like she was terrified or something. So they were like, hey, if you're in danger, wear a yellow top in your next video. And then when the next video drops, guess what? She was in a yellow top. So it's just a whole lot of just, it's a lot with her. And so her conservator is her father, which is the crazy part. And they have literally been controlling her entire career and life since the incident happened, as if it was her fault that the incident happened in the first place with her mental breakdown. I understand we have a different understanding of mental health, which is another reason why maybe this whole conservator thing needs to go away. What are your thoughts?
I do not agree with the whole conservatorship. That's probably why, like you said, what led to what happened 15 years ago. Britney Spears was, I'm not gonna say was, she is an icon. Like, she took over those
Definitely,
early
definitely.
2000s, you know? Like, she was that girl, like you said, probably the most famous Britney there is. It's very unfortunate that it had to lead to this. Like you said, these videos, I didn't even know about the whole yellow shirt part. Like, that's shocking in itself. But just being able to see those videos, like for like the probably like through COVID, maybe even a little bit before COVID, she's been posting those videos, like you said, and she just does not look like the Britney Spears that I was just seeing.
No. Even her sister, they've been at odds. They had words publicly recently as well. I believe it was her sister. Yeah, I think it was her sister. As far as her dad, he was headlines hit last week, I think it was, or earlier this week. of saying that he was stepping down as her conservator. But
so did he step down?
There are conflicting headlines right now, because there's a headline saying that he stepped down, then there's a headline that says he's not stepping down, and then there's a headline that says he's not stepping down, but he's helping facilitate a new conservator, which also is something that's not needed. I think the whole conservator program, yes, I understand why it exists, because not everybody are going to be able to make decisions for themselves.
And some, yeah, but we're talking about an icon here.
I know.
And she's not some little here and there artist. And honestly, why this long? Like, I can understand then. I can understand then at a point. Well, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if that led to her having the conservator, or she got that conservator that made her lead, that led to that.
After the incident, the meltdown incident, that's
that's when she got the conservator. So that makes sense, okay? Like, when you need help, you just need help. But after a while, when you're realizing that someone is just draining this person?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think they're draining their vultures at this point. I don't know. And from documentaries and stuff, and even though Brittany has said a lot of that, and documentaries are crazy, and a lot of it is cap. I know you hate that word, that's why I said it. But Brittany said that a bunch of that wasn't true, and which might also be true, because documentaries make things to be entertaining.
Yeah. True.
But
I gotta watch that doc.
But as far as this conservatorship for Brittany is, to me, it looks like she's fine. And there's a lot of bipolar people that exist and live on their own, and they are fine. So,
and they're fine.
So I think she needs to be given that opportunity.
She does.
So
she really does.
Drop the conservatorships. Let her live her life and enjoy her money. Because if I'm not mistaken, another report, another rumor came out that he got the mom an estate or something like that, and it wasn't approved. He's basically been spending Britney's money, and it wasn't approved by her. I don't think he has to approve it, but I think that goes to show you that he has been using her, misusing her money for his own gain, if that's true.
Now you're gonna make me upset.
Don't be upset, because we gotta switch gears. Do you have anything else to say about this conservatorship and Britney?
Papa Jamie could go to hell.
Damn, that's harsh. All right, so let's let's switch gears to a up and coming Britney that everybody knows.
It's bad.
The main event of these topics today. Young basketball star PJ Washington plays in the NBA. He plays for the Washington Hornets. He plays for the Charlotte Hornets. He plays for the Charlotte Hornets. His name is PJ Washington. He got the rumor is, this is the headlines that's been making rounds. Married to Brittany Renner. We all know Brittany Renner. If you don't know, she was an Instagram influencer. She got her comeuppance on the back of the Thought Movement. She wrote a book about it. It was fairly successful, I believe. So she was like one of those, I don't want to, because if I'm not mistaken, she was also calling her movement like a Thought Movement, right? Like that was the,
that
was the ground, like, you know how they use sexual liberation in these senses, and it was more of a movement like that, but it was coming off like, what's the chick name, the Amber Rose type of movement. What was the Amber Rose movement?
But what?
It was kind of like that type of thing. That's the vibe she was giving through her Instagram posts and stuff like that. I'm not a follower. I can only go from what other people was telling me and from other information I got. But that was, I did see a few of her videos pop up on my Twitter timeline. And we're going to talk about a very special video at the end of this. But anyway, so now you know who PJ Washington is. You know who Brittany Renner is. Apparently, supposedly, they were married. Right?
They were married.
And then they had a kid. They had a falling out. And when he got home, there were divorce papers waiting for him 2 weeks after the baby was born. And then all of a sudden he had to pay $200,000.
I didn't realize it was 2 weeks.
He had to pay $200,000. Don't get too excited because you know I got to bust some of this up. So then he had to pay $200,000 in child support payments. And it was like some astronomical number. And the internet is going buzz. I think the Ricky Smiley Show did a thing where they were like, should Britney be put in jail for the simple fact that she played this kid and got so much money?
And how should she go to jail, though? Jail!
And then, I don't know why she should go to jail for it. I said, look, before I knew all the information that I know now that Novocaine is not privy to at the moment. And I kept it that way because I kind of wanted to see her reaction to it. But, because I like doing you like that. It's so fun.
You
so,
gotta get the authentic reaction. It's okay.
I do. So they posted a video and said, I mean, video surfaced from back in her influencer thought in the car somewhere where she does her little videos and she talk about things that she would do. And basically, she was calling NBA players stupid and easy to manipulate. And, you know, she can get a come up off of them. And then she's talking about having a baby with them or something like that.
Okay.
It was a crazy video. And then when you look at the situation that's going on now, you know, you're like, wow. So just on that, mind your words a little bit, because it's a lot of debunking that's about to happen with this whole situation. But what do you, just on the situation now, the information you have, what do you think?
First of all, I've already seen people talking about how she wrote a book about, you know, trapping an NBA player and got on Instagram, blah, 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 and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sis literally set a hypothesis. She tested said hypothesis. And she got her results, just like how she expected it to be. Unfortunately, this was right. Her hypothesis was right. Like, I mean, how, and honestly, like, as an NBA player, like, how many times, how long has the NBA been around now?
A long time.
Long time now. This whole NBA popularity thing has been going on for a whole very, really, really, really long time now. Where are his friends, his agents? Hey, make sure you be careful. Make sure that you're truly in love. Make sure it's not one of those people, yeah, one of those girls that's just trying to get you for your paycheck. Make sure, bro. Where was his research? He ain't did nothing. He saw the pretty face, the ass. She probably got a neck on her or some good coochie and fell in love.
I mean, she's a very attractive woman. If she was a nanny, somebody has to go get caught up.
I'm just saying. Like, you gotta be quicker than that.
You do gotta be quicker. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
So I'm gonna cut you off before you get in too deep. Because now we gotta bust up some of this rumor, right? They were never married. That's number one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They were together 2 months after the baby was born. So if they were never married, they can't get divorced. So that kind of clears her of that. So the married people can relax a little bit. Like I said, the baby was 2 months old when they disbanded. It doesn't really change much. And the biggest thing here is, according to PJ Washington, it's all cap because he's not paying any child support right now.
Okay, then. Problem if somebody just wanted to get the internet into an uproar.
They're trying to
distract us from the fact that people are falling off airplanes in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Yeah, that is definitely happening. How do we skip? Hold on, let me button this up and then we'll touch on the Afghanistan situation because I kind of got my own opinions about that a little bit. But as far as Britney goes, there was also another rumor within that where grooming was, she's accused of grooming because they were married or they were together. Britney Renner is 29. PJ is 22. So when he was at
Hold on,
the
wait, what'd
University
you
of
say?
Kentucky,
Say it again.
apparently,
Who is 29, Brittany?
Britney's 29.
And he's 22.
He's 22.
Damn, got the young man.
She definitely did get the young man. Apparently, she was watching his games at the UK when he was at the University of Kentucky. And she used to come around, and then all his friends and stuff was like, don't holler at her. This is a rumor. So I don't know how long they've been in contact with each other. I can't call that. But if it was a form of grooming, you know how we are here about that. That's fucked up.
That is a form of grooming. That is a form of grooming.
If it's true, if they were talking and in contact that entire time.
That is a form of grooming.
So I don't know. You tell me what you think. Cause
I don't know how to feel now after that tidbit. Like, that right there just blew my mind a little bit
it's
just
definitely the
now.
internet projecting again their own insecurities really heavily on this one.
Oh no, you talking about for the whole situation? Yes, for sure.
But
Heavy
you're speaking.
projection. Heavy projection. But no, I was saying I was shocked because of the possibilities of a form of grooming. That's why. Because if she was coming around, like say he was a freshman at UK, he like 18, 19, but she a grown ass woman. So
True.
it's like it's weird.
It's weird
It's
behavior. It
weird.
is weird behavior.
I don't agree to. I don't know.
But PJ, do your boy a favor. I know you don't know me, but I'm gonna give you a bit of advice. And I'm sure I'm not the first person that said this to you, but lawyer up because she coming for your funds, buddy. Take care of your kid. Put yourself on child support. Do that first. That way, you know. In fact, no, don't even do that. Get custody of your child.
No,
Get
child
custody of your
support.
kid.
First of all, I don't agree to no type of. Thank you. There you go, BK. No man should ever be on child support. And I understand some people are like, oh, we need it, blah, blah, blah. Child support is the easiest way to put the black man in jail. Period.
True.
Like if there's a not a way that you two cannot financially take care of this kid together, you shouldn't be fucking him. Period. Like I don't understand
Ooh,
what I don't get
A1
understand that.
advice. A1
I don't understand the
advice.
discrepancies that be happening with, like, it just doesn't understand. I just don't understand. Everybody want to be so woke and just so upgrading with life, but people still making the same mistakes and reproducing with people that they don't even want to have a kid with. Like, child support shouldn't even be a problem. Take care of your kid. You
Take
made it.
care of
Take
your
care of them.
kid. Let me, I gotta, hold on, wait a minute. Here you go. This for a Novocaine statement right here. That was just amazing, amazing, amazing stuff right there. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, I
Amazing.
did turn up for a half a second. That was just because I'm tired. I'm just tired. No, I'm really tired of the world and the bullshit that comes with it. Like,
Yeah.
we have to do better as a people, young.
We do.
Way better.
We
And
do.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Okay, so not that all the Britney stuff. It's time to
Brittany,
have a
shame on you.
shame, shame. I ain't got a button for shame. I only got like the hand clap that was extremely late. But you know, I didn't know I had to press the live button to make it actually sound on the show. But anyway, that's unimportant right now. We're moving on. We're moving on some more. I get my audio skills up, you know, with these buttons later. Let's talk about some music. We're still on Donda Watch.
Ain't never coming.
It ain't never coming. But what is all this? Everybody keeps talking about stuff that they've heard. Is this like
You didn't see the live stream? I didn't watch the live stream
I didn't
either,
catch it. I
but
didn't know it was happening. This is weird.
he had two so far.
Two live streams and I missed both. I know my I got friends that went to the concert. Shout out to Jay. Jay was on the game night with friends and he hit me up and let me know that he was there.
Oh, what's up, Jay?
Ooh, Jay, she forgot you. Did you see that face? I don't know if you're watching, but if you
No,
are
I
watching, she
didn't.
forgot you.
No,
She
I
forgot you.
didn't. No, I didn't.
I'm just playing. So as far as music goes, I'm gonna start off this time because I heard Ludacris' new track. Ludacris back with a new track. It's called Butter ATL, and it was really good. For me, it was kind of short. It was like 3 minutes and some change.
That's fine.
No. It was great, but it felt like it didn't really get going. You know, like you can tell he was leading us. I needed like one more verse, and it would have been like almost a full 4.5 mics. But I'm at 3.5 because that verse was MIA. And also,
I'm gonna have to listen to this song.
You definitely gotta listen to this. Luda, come on.
Because I love me some Ludacris.
Luda is one of the most underrated hip hop stars. Like, people don't even put him in any list. And I'm like, yo, how the hell you don't put him in a lyrical list? And he's very lyrical. You don't put
extremely.
I'm sorry. The only list they want to put Ludacris in is the list that you can understand every word he says list. I'm like, yo, really? Is that the best you got? Get out of here with that.
I don't know about other people, but Ludacris teeters in and out of my top 10 to top 15, so.
What's your favorite Ludacris song or album?
Favorite album? Probably Chicken and Bear.
Chicken and Bear was good. He got a very solid discography, though.
It's hard to pick one favorite album.
I can.
One favorite song.
I can. Back for the First Time. That's my jam. Still,
I like Back for the First Time. I like a lot of his albums.
I don't know anybody that hates
And then, Luda. Like, I don't know anyone that hates Ludacris either. And if you do, you're trash.
Trash. Biscuit head trash. You're trash.
Everyone likes some type of Ludacris song. You have to have, like, at least one Ludacris song. Ain't no way in hell you don't like at least one Ludacris song.
The only thing I hate about Ludacris, and it's not even Luda's fault, is just the Fast and the Furious franchise. It's just not for me. It's like, I love Vin Diesel. I love, like, everybody in the movie. I just don't like the French. Anyway, we're not talking about movies. So, Big Crit also dropped an album a few days ago. And, oh, my God, it is a contender for top album of 2021.
For real?
Yes.
Let me go listen to that joint. Did you listen to the Nas album?
I did. It is something about Nas where I just can't. I love him. Love him lyrically. But it is his beat selection. I'd be like, oh, my gosh. This is just not
that
working
wasn't
for
that,
me.
His beat selection for this album was it is not that bad.
It is like the best beat selection of any album.
It rides. This album rides.
It does ride. It's just not for me. I don't know. It's something about Nas that I just, I be wanting to. I'm like, ooh, it might be.
Y'all, I gotta go and listen to the Big Crit new album. Let me go ahead and put that on my list right now.
You know what, though? I'm not hating on Nas because I think he's absolute legend. But it might be because of the whole Jay-Z versus Nas thing, and I was heavy on Jay-Z's side in that one.
Of course.
I think I might be a little Nas.
You know,
sorry.
Rock is in here.
I might be a little biased. That's all I'm saying, and I might need an intervention. Maybe I need to go listen to Nas.
I completely understand because I'm right there with you, my brother. I am completely with you when you say that you are heavily still with the Jigga Man, okay? Because back when it was Jay-Z versus Nas, Jay-Z was coming out with them hits, man.
He was. Don't get me wrong, man. Nas was right there knocking.
No. Nas had songs. Nas had some good songs.
He did.
But Jigga Man dropped those hits. By the time the Black Album had released, it was already a wrap.
It was nothing Nas could do to me personally in that whole rivalry. And I know, man, this is one of those situations where you side with your side and you ain't moving. And I think that was why it was like the greatest, one of the greatest rivalries. Top two rivalries in hip hop. Because Ice Cube, who? When he was coming at the neck of NWA, you know, it's kind of hard to fight the person that was writing most of your lyrics, you know? it's kind of hard to go against the person that's writing most of your lyrics. Yeah, you
have
the
music. What are you gonna do?
You had the music, but you ain't had the lyrics, though. Like,
what are you gonna do?
What about you? You got any new music you heard?
I don't think I heard any new music this weekend.
Ain't no new music from Novocaine.
That's all I listened to was the Nas new album, and it was disappointing that Donda didn't drop.
I'm sorry. This whole music segment is your thing, and Kanye just keep on disappointing you.
And I've been riding with him since Through the Wire.
Through the Wire. That's
13-year-old me, okay? 12-year-old me, okay? Man, and this is what he's going to do?
The first time I heard Kanye, man,
this
I was
is what
like,
he's going to do?
Who is this cat?
This what he doing to us?
That's exactly what he's doing to us.
I just don't understand. I'm over it. So now I'm just waiting for Drake to drop.
I'm not looking forward to any Drake albums. No, listen to it.
I already told you what Drake said back in 2009. He said the guys be buying his albums, but they claim they buy it for their sisters. And he already said he don't be making the music for all the dudes that be saying they don't like Drake.
Are you accusing me of being a closet Drake fan?
You are. Everybody's a closet Drake fan. It's fucking Drake. Like, how do you? That's just like not liking one Ludacris song. You gotta like at least one.
I never said I didn't like any Drake songs. I'm just never looking forward to Drake. He's just not on my. He's not on my radar. And if
I honestly hope that this album is better, because that Scorpion album was not it for me.
I like the way you just cut me off because you didn't want me to say I wasn't a Drake fan. No, okay, we gonna have words about this.
Don't Drake and drive.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we decided to do top fives of some of our favorite R&B songs, and this is in no particular order, and it doesn't mean it's gonna be like our top five tomorrow, but we're just picking five R&B songs that we really dig. No, if you need to go through your playlist real quick, that's fine. I'm gonna kick it off.
Don't tell these people what I'm doing.
I'm gonna kick it off, you know, and I'm gonna start it off with my number five for today is going to be The Whispers, Keep On Loving Me, because that was a fun group. I love the video, and I definitely enjoy the song. What you got on the number five, and just a brief statement of why you like it.
I'm going to go Whitney Houston, Loving You. Is that the name of the song, Loving You? Ooh, and I, well, it's always Love You.
There you go. I was like, she about to hit it in a minute and remember what
you said. Yeah, I can't remember. I love that song so much because when I was younger, I used to sing it all the time when I thought I could sing. Mm-hmm. When I thought I could sing. And it's just a beautiful song. I actually think that's the first R&B song I cried to.
What? Really? I don't think I have a song that I cried to. I don't know.
Because you don't have a heart. Say no. Let me stop, young.
Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. All right. So, my next song, I'm going to go with T-Pain, Fly Away, because when I was younger and things used to get really heavy, I could like go in my room, cut rapper turn sang on, hit this song, blast it really loud, and just like, it didn't cool me down. Like, it literally, whatever I was going through at the moment, I get relaxed and cool, and then I don't forget about it, but it just helped me cope with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those, I didn't cry either. So, you know, I'm just saying. But if I did cry, it was man tears, though. That's a Cloudy and the Chance of Meatball reference, if you didn't know. What's your next song, though? Okay.
My next song, number four, is going to be Next Lifetime by Erykah Badu.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I love me some Erykah Badu. The reason why I love that song is because I love when she goes, maybe we'll be butterflies. I don't know why I love that part, but I love that part so much. I love that part. And also I could resonate with that song because, you know, There's always someone that I come across in life that I just know I shouldn't ever deal with. And I just be like, next lifetime, I see you, bro.
Oh, hey, you was hearing that note, though. I heard that note. I sent you, girl. I sent you.
Shh, don't tell these people nothing.
All right, so, yeah, my next song. I'm going to go with Carl Thomas. I wish I never met her.
Oh!
That was a hot song, first and foremost. Man, that
I'm
whole
play
video,
that.
Though.
I'm going to play that when we get off the, when we finish recording this show. Like,
hey, my man was hurt. I felt that emotion in that.
Hurt,
he was
hurt.
He was hurt, hurt.
Hurt, hurt.
But I don't have a reason. I just really dug the song. I thought it was really good. I ain't never been in a position where I was like, I wish I never met a girl. Mm-hmm. I don't think. At least I don't remember. So then, obviously, it didn't happen. But yeah, that's my next pick. What you got? What is this, like number three?
Number three, we go on Ribbon in the Sky, Stevie Wonder.
Ooh, I almost put some Stevie tracks on my five.
It's Stevie Wonder. Like, how can he not be? How can that one song be in the top five? Like, it's freaking Stevie Wonder.
Because I'm gonna tell you what song I eliminated Stevie this time for. But my number two is Ne-Yo, Crack.
Sexy and Love?
No, Cracks and Mr. Perfect. Because at one point in life, yeah, I had like a whole bunch of friends and stuff. But then it was like everybody was hitting me with these moments where we would have conversations and arguments, and they were just like literally chipping away at things I would say or do, as in being really negative or something like that. Not so much as in openly trying to hurt my feelings or anything, but they were like, hey, you're this type of person, or you do this type of thing. And in my mind, I'm like, dang, I can't be this perfect person for everybody all the time.
You can't.
So this is one of those songs that I resonate with on that level. That's an extremely personal moment. I'm like,
look at BK getting, chill on them, young. Talk about some young. You know you like them. That's why you got personal.
What's your
he loves
two?
You guys. That's what it is.
I hate each and every one of you. I'm just kidding.
He definitely does not. He don't even know how to hate.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Number two, we're gonna go Love Music So Child.
Ooh, that's what I want too, though.
Yeah, I think I want to get married to that song.
Really?
Either that or honorable mention, Unthinkable by Alicia Keys. Either that or that, or Love by Music So Child. I want to get married to either one of those.
You know what though, Alicia Keys, Unthinkable, that was a, man, that was so smooth. That was almost Sade level so smooth.
Bro. I love that song. That music, bro.
And it hit you like in the back right here. It just hit you like right there in the back of the neck for some reason.
Drake
right
and Alicia Keys did that thing.
Drake was aight. You could barely hear him on the track.
He helped produce that joint.
He helped
put it together.
He aight.
You be hating on my man, Drizzy.
I told you, I don't hate on Drake. I'm just not a huge fan. But Unthinkable was good, though. Unthinkable was good.
What's your honorable mention? Because I had to slide one in there.
Honorable mention, Stevie Wonder, Crap. I was just talking about the song that I eliminated up out of this thing. And it was definitely Stevie Wonder. Knocks me off. My feet. Is that the name of the song? Yeah. Knocks me off. Do-do-do-do-do-do. My feet. That song?
Oh, yeah.
That's my joints right there. I love that.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I love you.
Donnell Jones redid it, and he actually did a really good job. I mean, you know, Donnell ain't got like a super powerful voice, but he did that thing, though.
Right.
So my number one. Are you ready? Wait. I need your drum roll. And wait. I got, here we go. My number one song is Heat Wave, Always and Forever. I know you know that.
Always and forever.
Yeah, that's my joints. When I look at you, it's something I can't explain. That's my joints right there.
I don't know the words.
I need to put that thing on mixtape.
Oh, on a little tape? On that literal tape?
No, no, not the literal one, mixtape.
On a CD?
On the CD. But it's still called a mixtape. Come on now. No, get up, girl.
No. I thought you took it. I thought you took it all the way back, because I definitely remember recording music on the daggone tapes.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. I used to do it too.
Okay, straight off the radio. You had to, the timing had to be perfect, okay?
Oh, man, if you miss like the beginning seconds, now you gotta wait for it to come back on rotation.
That was it. You sitting by the radio all night long while 106 in the park is running, okay? They don't know.
For me, it was like when 107, and they used to do, before I let you hit your number one, they used to do this like roll call thing, you know? They was like, Some, who's on the mic with your boy LJ? What you got to say? Who's on the mic with your boy LJ? And then people will call in, they're like, rap. They were calling a freestyle. I never did it because I ain't had them skills, but it was entertaining. If your voice hit that, I know you had to be on point. Like, you had to be ready. You know, you can't call in the radio and, like,
no, you gotta be ready. We had something like that too here in the city, so. I know what you're talking about.
He was like, what's up, y'all? What you got to say? Who's on the mic with your boy, LJ? I think that was like the call-in tag. And then they used to start freestyling after that. It was good times.
That's lit.
Good times. You ready, though? Hold on, because I got to get my drum roll ready. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. My number one is...
That's the longest drum roll in history.
Right? Seduction by Usher.
Seduction by Usher.
It's such a sexy song. The way it come in. And when I lose this little weight and I get a little pole, it's gonna be.
Oh, she was like, hey, she about to be on that pole, boy. She about to be on that pole, boy.
Don't tell these people that. I already told these people, but still. Seduction
by Usher. She said she about to be in that hitting them body rolls.
I'm just telling you.
Pop rocking on that thing.
That's the new age. Amo. I'm sorry if I yelled in y'all ear just now. Y'all know I got a wild ass laugh. But BK.
That's true. Hey, we got to end this show. The top five was really good top fives, I think. Yours was solid. Really good. Solid as hell.
And solid as a rock.
For the first time, I think we might be an hour or less for the first time since we've been doing this together. I think.
No, this is not the first time. We have two episodes that's under an hour since we've been doing this together.
Two?
Yes, two.
I stand corrected. But anyway, we have to end this show. But before you go, do me a favor. Head over to www.thebkspaceshow.com where you can get merch, you can get audio, you get the video of every show, and you get blogs and stuff too. You know what I'm saying? You get blogs and stuff. But Nova Kane, tell them where they need to go.
Head over to Apple Podcast Space Game so we can get those rated reviews. Leave a rating so we can get to the top 250. Y'all know we in that competition. Let's get it.
That's right. You heard it. We need to know which way we need to grow next, so we can't do that. And
which way to grow? Which
us.
Way to go?
You know what I forgot to talk about before I let you go, Space Game? I meant to bring up the whole Kevin Hart and Don Cheadle video. Did you see that?
Don Cheadle.
Look, I don't know. Damn. I don't know. Kevin was wrong for that, man. I'm 52. Kevin was like, damn. He was like, nah, that's how you meant it.
That's how you meant it. It's okay. It's okay, Kevin.
Right? Yeah, my shit for that. But anyway, I have been VBK Space here with my very lovely co-host,
Nova Kane, baby.
we about to be up out of here. Man, y'all really are digging Nova with the hoop, by the way. I'm tired of y'all coming on Instagram about Nova and the hoop. I'm going to start deleting the comments. But anyway, I'm just
My inbox is open. Say no, let me stop.
You said it up in the DMs.
Say no, I'm just kidding.
All right, y'all, Space Gang, we up out this day. Thank you guys for coming through and listening. We out. Deuces.